Last week, when I was down at the shore, down at Wildwood with our youth event that many of us from here attended, my children were kind enough to point out to me that I was not quite as thin as they remembered. The actual quote, if I recall correctly, was, "Wow, Dad, you have a belly." It was so nice to be reminded of my approaching middle age in such a concrete way, especially this week, for like we're watching the Olympics and, you know, 24/7 you've got these chiseled 20-year-olds doing all kinds of different things, and I am now probably more body conscious than I've ever been. And for any of us who've ever really thought about our body consciousness, one of the things that we hear and again is the importance of eating well. Filling our bodies with good things that keep us healthy, avoiding unnecessary fats and sugars, eating regularly, but not excessively. We know what it is to be healthy. We know the rules. But I'm not always so good at following the rules. So this week, as my schedule sort of ran its normal course, I turned to even more extreme measures. I just skipped meals altogether, usually breakfast and dinner. It wasn't too hard because Tuesday night I had a meeting, Wednesday night we had the healing service, Thursday night we had a wedding rehearsal followed by a church school management team meeting. And so when I got home Thursday night at about 10 o'clock, I realized that I'd had three meals in the last 3 days. And I was hungry. My beloved partner suggested that I eat something. I wasn't going to say no. But there is a problem when I get really hungry. When I get too hungry, I'll eat anything, and a lot of it. It's like those afternoons when I haven't had lunch till 3 o'clock, when all of a sudden two Big Macs seem like a really good idea. Two Big Macs are never a good idea. So on Thursday night, I sat down, I made myself a big bacon cheeseburger. Chased it with a hot dog, some microwave macaroni and cheese to follow that up, and then some Oreos, and because that wasn't enough and the Olympics were still on, a pint of ice cream to wash it all down. Needless to say, I was no longer hungry. In fact, I was feeling a little bit ill. Now, I'm probably not the only one who, in a bout of shallow hunger, reaches for the first crunchy, sweet, tangy thing that catches our eye. We know we could do better. We know we should do better. But if we let ourselves go for too long, better hide the Doritos. That's all I can say. Now, our gospel today talks about hunger. But a slightly different kind of hunger, but there's some amazing similarities between the two of these. Now, we're launching into sort of our third consecutive week of Jesus talking about how he feeds his followers. And our gospel today starts off right where last week's gospel left off, with Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And then Jesus follows it up by the end of our lection today with another interesting and somewhat confounding statement. "I am the bread that came down from heaven," Jesus says. "Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." I think the hunger that Jesus speaks to is both different and similar to the hunger that we feel when we don't eat. And we all know those physical feelings of hunger to some extent. It strikes you when somebody walks up the step of the church carrying a bagel and you haven't had your breakfast. Not to name names, the Short family. But I get cranky when I haven't eaten. And some of you probably are feeling it right now. You know, you sort of get that tight feeling in your stomach. There might be a little bit of a grumble. Some of you may not have had breakfast, so you know what that is. But I'll tell you this. Hunger is one of the great gifts of our human physical being. Hunger tells us we need something. Hunger calls us to take action and do something differently so we can survive. Hunger calls us into action so we can do more than just survive, so we can thrive. Jesus is talking about a different kind of hunger than just food, one that is just as real as our hunger for food, and one that we also need to respond to so we can survive and so we can thrive. The hunger that I think Jesus is talking about is this drive that humankind has had since the beginning of creation to connect to something bigger and something more powerful. Jesus is talking about the hunger to know God, to feel the Holy Spirit, to sense the presence of Jesus next to us, around us, surrounding us. And I'm convinced that every human being from the beginning of time to now has some drive to want to know God. But like any other human drive, some people have more of it, some people have less of it. Like other human drives, whether it's for food or sex or honor or order or power, it changes from time to time throughout our lives. But like any drive, if our needs go unmet, our desire grows and we feel some sense of hunger. The hunger that Jesus is talking about is this hunger to know God, to connect to a higher being and be filled. In many ways, it's not too much different than our hunger for food. It's a desire in our core being to be filled in some new way. It's a desire that some people are, quite frankly, pretty good at ignoring, some better than others. But it's a desire that, if left unattended, can be harmful or cause us to make poor decisions about how we fill it. I mean, I think about waiting too long to eat, and I'm willing to pull into the first fast food restaurant and order one of everything on the menu and two of those things that are covered in extra cheese. But if we let our longing for God go on too long without trying to feed it, we're more likely to fill that space with something empty, something limited of limited spiritual value, something that may leave us feeling sick or pretty soon leave us feeling empty again. Sometimes we mask our desire for God by cramming that space full of other things, whether it's an addiction or a hobby or something that keeps us from knowing God, keeps us from what we really need. Because if it's not God, it's not going to work, and the desire is going to come back. Feeding our hunger for God is like feeding our other desires and feeding ourselves on food. We know the ways to be healthy about this. We know the right thing to do. We know that Jesus offers himself for us. Jesus offers us a way to know God that will fill us and then challenge us to change the world. So if we take this to heart, there's some pretty basic things that we can do when we are approached with this hunger. There's some pretty basic ways that we can live into this gospel and know that Jesus is the one who feeds us and keeps us from being hungry. One, we have to feed ourselves regularly. Come here on a regular basis. Make this a priority, not just Christmas and Easter, and I can tell it to you because you're here in the dead of summer. But it's not just coming here. It can be saying prayers in the morning, in the evening, on your drive to work, wherever it is, but doing it regularly. It can be reading the Bible. And I don't think it's as important what you do as that you do it regularly. just so you are steadily fed by God and know and sense God's presence. Second, spice it up a little bit. Add some variety to what you are doing to know God and be fed by God. I know I get sick of eating the same thing day in and day out. Whenever I add something new, it's like, ooh, I can use this and this recipe and that. And you start finding new ways to eat and new ways to be fed. And and that is the experience of God that our spiritual enrichment team is helping us launch on into in the next month. Different Bible studies, different adult forums, different lecture series, different ways to know and experience God. They open us up to new things. They fill us in new ways. And finally, an important part of this kind of eating, an important part of addressing this hunger, is don't do it alone. If I'm eating by myself, believe me, that cheeseburger on Thursday night, I wolf that thing down like 3 seconds flat. If you're eating by yourself, you just inhale it. If you're eating with somebody, you have this experience of sharing it and savoring it. This is the experience of God that we need to have. Whether it's worshiping, praying, whatever it is we do with God, we need to do this together. The Ephesians passage says, we are members of one another. This is what makes being fed a powerful, rich, savory experience. My friends, we are hungry people with a God who longs to feed us. We're invited to this table weekly as both symbol and act to remember to eat and to remember that we are fed. The joy in this celebration, the joy in what we do together, the joy in being fed by Jesus this way is that there is no reason to go hungry. There is no shortage of this kind of food, and there is no reason not to invite Jesus into our lives. So the choice is ours. Do we work late and avoid eating? Do we stuff ourselves on the first garbage that we see? Or do we develop a healthy lifestyle where God is at the center and where we are continually fed so we can live, and we are continually fed so we can thrive? The choice is ours. Just don't wait too long.